So we're doing the Ntivot Shama and Parshat Vayechi, and we discussed Yaakov Avinu's message that if we gather, if we unify, so then we could bring together we could bring about the time of Zechu, that if we unify, then we could bring the Shekhinah, we could bring the Geula quickly. V'zeo gam inyan ma'amar Chazal Shabbat mevi'a Geula le'olam. And this also goes with the concept that Chazal taught us that Shabbos brings redemption to the world. The concept of Shabbos is unification. The secret of Shabbos is that this Shabbos is what became unified with the secret of unification. Shabbos also unifies the Jewish people. Like Chazal say that Shabbos came with a claim to God and said, every other day has a peer. Who's my peer? God said, the Jewish people are your peer. Haitkansut shel Yisrael ke'echad, the unification, the Jewish people's gathering as one, zeh ben zug shel Shabbat. That is the peer of Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbat kodesh mesugal leitached belev echad kish echad. Because on the holy Shabbos we could unify with one heart like one man. Kedita basvayim haktoshim, shekasher yesh psolet balev, eino yechol leitached im lev acher. Like the Svarim HaKadoshim teach us that when there is impurity in one's own heart, that prevents one from unifying with others' hearts. The breach between us and others is our own impurity. Al derech barzel bevarzel, just like when you want to mold metal with metal. Shkasher hu chalud, when the metal has become rusty, you can't glue it to other metal. Kach levavot Yisrael, so too are the hearts of the Jewish people. Kasher mitzdaber ben psolet, when there is a lot of impurity, hareze mafrid beinehem, so that causes divisiveness between them. Shelo yichlu leitached ishim reyev, that they can't unify one with his fellow man. Ach haShabbat kodesh mezakechet levavot Yisrael, but the holy Shabbos purifies the heart of the Jewish people. Shehi eden anfashot. That is the Eden. That is the time of pampering for the nefesh. That the pampering is pampering with Hashem's love, Hashem's fear, Hashem's awe. Al ken yom Shabbat kodesh mesugan shiYisrael yuchlu leitached yachad belev echad kish echad. That's why the Holy Shabbos has this factor, this special factor, that the Jewish people can unify as one in heart and one like one man on Shabbos. That's why Shabbos brings redemption to the world. Because Shabbos has this concept of gather and I will help you unify. That is the secret of redemption that Yaakov Avinu revealed. And approximately this concept we find in the work Yisod Avodah La Pasuk Hinei Matov Manaim Shevtachim Gam Yachad, on the pasuk that says, how good, how pleasant is it when brothers sit together. Shekol yehudi b'fnei atzmo hu ner yechidi. Every Jew alone is a single lamp. Kmo dichtiv ner Hashem nishmat adam. Like the pasuk says, Hashem's candle is the human soul. V'kasher hem mu'uchadim. And when they are unified, ke'achim like brothers, be'ahavat halevavot, with the love of the hearts, אז נהיית אבוקם מכל הנרות הבודדים. Then all the candles together become a huge flame. שמפני האבוקה הזאת, that because of this huge flame, מתפחדים ובורחים כל כוחות הסטרא אחרא, all the strengths of the other side get scared and run away, והתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. And all those who want to do evil are scattered. וזהו גם כן בכלל להאספו ואגיד עליכם את אשר יקרא אתכם מאחרית הימים. And this is also encompassed by the verse that Yaakov tells his children, gather, and I will tell you what will happen in the end of time. Shezeu b'chinat geula, that this aspect, that when we unify, those that want to do harm are scattered, that's an aspect of redemption. Ma shekol kochot ha-sitracha bochrim u'mistalkim. This concept that all the strengths of the other side flee and they run away. Vezeu mechidushei derech ha-besht ha-kadosh. And this is from one of the things that the Baal Shem Tov, the holy Baal Shem Tov, he taught us, the new things he taught us, שחידש את עניין החברותה, that he was מחדש this concept of חברותה. חבריה קדישה, gathering that's holy, המקושרים יחדיו בלב אחד כאיש אחד, that they're unified with one heart as one man. The fact that we make a club, so to speak, that we all gather, we unify, that the mere fact that we all sit around the table Shabbos afternoon, talking Divrei Torah, the fact that we're together singing, that concept of Chassidut, that the Baal Shem Tov instituted, that the fact that we can get together, that's already something great. Ki zeh mamshich et kol ha'arut, v'zeh mamshich toro shel Mashiach. That brings all the different lights, and that brings the light of Mashiach. Al pi zeh yesh lever mashamu Chazal. According to this, we could explain that which Chazal teaches in the Gemara and Yuma. Bayit sheni nechav al sinat chinam. The second temple was destroyed because of hatred for naught. V'kashe. It's difficult to understand. Tarei sinat chinam irak isur lav. The prohibition to hate is one prohibition. It's a biblical love. It's a prohibition. V'lam ze koch hamur. Why is it so weighty? Shebeginach harav bet hamikdash, that because of this love, the whole temple was destroyed. Ela, but the understanding is mipnei shal yedei sinat chinam, that through hatred for naught, hema bivchinat yichidim, then the Jewish people become individuals. Shezeh nigud lematzav shel geula ubinyan bet hamikdash, that is the contra, the antithesis of a situation of redemption and building the temple. Shual yedei yasfu ve'agid alachem, the building is when we gather, we unify. וכיוון שזה סוד הגאולה לעתיד, מתגבר היצר הרע ביותר לבטל את האחדות. Being that this is the secret of the redemption, so the Yetzer Hara in the future gets even stronger to try and undo the unification, ולהטיל פירודים בין ישראל, and to place divisiveness among the Jewish people. כי סוד הגאולה תמון באחדות ישראל. The secret of redemption is hidden in our unification. וזה הגילוי של יעקב במאמרו, היאספו ואגיד עליכם. And that is the revelation that Yaakov gave when he told them, gather and I will tell you. Uchelushon HaZohar HaKadosh HaNizkar. And like the Holy Zohar said, Dekol Madit Tzich Ligala Agali. Now whatever he had to reveal, he did reveal. And what was that? That was Ve'agid Alachem. I will tell you, I will bind you. That is how you will manage Et HaSheikra Etchem Ba'achrit HaYamim, with what will occur to you in the end of time.